Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. At this hour, skies over Jerusalem are clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild evening, perfect for a late walk along the beach. In Haifa, temperatures are cooler, offering a refreshing night. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, 2 hours ago, Israel promotes a Lebanon peace message in Times Square amid ceasefire talks. Also, YNET reports 4 hours ago, the IDF chief says troops may stay in South Lebanon buffer zone until northern Israel is safe. Also this hour, an Iranian activist tells I-24 News that preparations for the next uprising are underway, praising Israeli leadership. Separately, JNS reports just 25 minutes ago, a bipartisan House resolution condemns Jew-hatred rhetoric by online influencers. And finally, Axios reports 2 hours ago, Trump claims a Netanyahu pardon would make the Israeli president a national hero. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, a conflict journalist, noted 25 minutes ago that Israeli media reports the military is taking over a flotilla heading to Gaza. Osin 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported just in that military boats have approached the Gaza flotilla, issuing warnings. The ACO files, highlighting issues in the UK, shared 34 minutes ago that repeated attacks on Jews have been met with insufficient responses, criticizing the lack of action. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the peace message in Times Square, the Jerusalem Post notes that Israel's campaign aims to promote peace with Lebanon, emphasizing the need to dismantle Hezbollah. This reflects ongoing ceasefire discussions, highlighting Israel's stance on regional stability. Turning to the IDF's position in Lebanon, YNET details that Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir asserts that the buffer zone ensures northern Israel's safety, despite no ceasefire on the combat front. This underscores Israel's commitment to securing its borders against potential threats. Meanwhile, I-24 News features an Iranian activist who believes another uprising is imminent. The activist appreciates Netanyahu's approach over Trump's rhetoric, suggesting a shift in regional alliances and sentiments. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports on a bipartisan resolution against Jew hatred online. Influencers spreading harmful rhetoric are seen as fueling real-world violence. This resolution signifies a united front against antisemitism. And finally, Axios highlights Trump's conversation with Netanyahu, proposing a pardon. This suggestion ties into broader political narratives affecting perceptions of justice and leadership in Israel. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that the compensation plan for businesses is nearing final approval. The Knesset is expected to review it next week, providing relief to businesses affected by recent events. Separately, CTEC notes that Fiverr shares have surged on profit optimism. Despite declining revenue, improved margins offer hope, though concerns about growth persist amid AI challenges. And finally, from Globes, a deputy budget commissioner warns of a trauma economy. The caution is on balancing debt, standard of living, and security, crucial for Israel's economic future. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.